From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Rasha McChesney with this look at local and statewide news. Most commercial property owners in Juneau are smarting from their tax bills this year after the city raised the assessed value of their land by 50%. City officials say this is just the first step in a multi-year correction to fix a decade of neglect in the annual assessments of their commercial properties. Those values directly impact tax bills and the balance of who's paying for city services. But the owners of hundreds of affected properties think this first jump already overvalues their holdings. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports they're fighting it.
Hold on, do not go anywhere.
Peggy Ann McConaughey is a real estate broker in Juneau who teaches classes for other real estate professionals.
Okay, I have my little assessment cards.
She has a handful of mailers that the Juneau Assessor's Office sends every April to property owners.
And my husband and I own the building that's also known as Psycho Alaska Building, and it is a building that we are appealing the 2021 assessed values on right now.
A quick disclosure, I worked for Psycho Alaska in the summer of 2012. This year's mailer puts the value of the lot that the bike shop sits on, which is about a sixth of an acre and zoned waterfront commercial, 50% higher than last year. That also means she owes about $1,600 more in property taxes this year.
It's not something that makes me kind of happy. If my property was worth over $1 million,
that's after the building is factored in,
I'd say I'd put it on the market today and try to sell it, although there's no market for it at all.
McConaughey says that's one of the problems with the assessor's methodology. She and other property owners don't think the new assessments capture how volatile the commercial real estate market is in Juneau. There's the pandemic, of course, but McConaughey says there's also been longer economic trends that years of flat assessments did reflect.
We live on the vagaries of us being the capital city. And when you have a capital city that goes through things like oil was $100 per barrel, but goes down to zero, that affects my business and my building just as affects most other people's businesses and other people's buildings. So that is not necessarily true that the properties go up. He's wrong.
The assessor is actually a she, but keeps a low profile because her work is supposed to be free from public and political influence. Instead, City Finance Director Jeff Rogers has been the public face of the assessment issues. Explaining the correction and justification is complicated and technical, but a big piece comes from the assessor comparing known sales prices over the last 5 years with the city's assessed values. For commercial properties, sales prices on average were much higher. Rogers says the data indicates that the commercial real estate market isn't as volatile as unhappy property owners think. Still, the owners of 207 commercial properties filed appeals this year.
There's nothing about the appeals that makes me think that we have made a global error. We have demonstrated in a number of analyses that the vast majority of commercial parcels have not seen any increase to their base land value in a decade or longer.
Some of those appeals are being resolved through conversations with the assessor's office. Most are pending with the Board of Equalization for individual hearings and decisions. The board is a panel of volunteers appointed by the Juneau Assembly. Rogers says he wants all of the appeals to be fully settled by the end of the calendar year. But with so many outstanding appeals, it's not clear if that soft deadline will be met with the regular process. Rogers says lawyers for the city and a group of property owners are trying to see if there's a way to hold a group hearing. Rogers acknowledges that the abrupt change feels unfair to commercial property owners, but there's a whole other class of property owners paying more than their fair share, because residential property assessments have been rising more or less in line with actual market values.
So if you are a residential property owner and you've owned your property over time, you have borne an increasing burden of property tax for the borough, for the provision of police and fire and all the other services the city provides, because commercial land has been underassessed.
Juneau's local elected officials have been learning about the issue. Mayor Beth Weldon says they don't have many options to intervene. One action the assembly did take recently was to give property owners a partial reprieve on their tax bills this fall. They can pay most of their bill on the regular due date and the rest by the end of the year. Those due dates apply even if an appeal is pending, but Rogers points out that if a property owner wins their appeal and they overpaid their taxes, then a state law requires that the city refund excess taxes plus interest at a generous 8% annualized rate. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
Tlingit artist and Juneau local Castine Jill Meserve recently had her beadwork featured in the Native comedy series Reservation Dogs. KTOO's Lindsay Brolini talked with Meserve about her beadwork, Native humor, and what it means to be represented on screen.
So there's this new show out called Reservation Dogs. If you haven't seen it, you're missing out. It follows four teenagers on a reservation in Oklahoma. Even though there are only a handful of episodes out right now, the show is the talk of the Native community. It features distinctly Native humor, but in a way that anyone can understand.
This is amazing, but I don't know if my dad is that into pickles.
What kind of Native rapper ain't into pickles? Pickles are hot right now.
You don't have anything more like a hardcore rapper would wear?
Like a spicy pickle?
That pickle, it's from Juneau. Costine Jill Meserve beaded it herself. She's a Tlingit artist of the Chukanedi clan. Her path to getting on the show started when the Native comedy group 1491s came to Juneau a couple years ago for a show.
And I like to say that I fangirled too hard because they must have remembered me and they like called me out by name in the show.
Since that show, she's kept in touch with Sterling Harjo and Bobby Wilson of the 1491s. In 2020, Meserve started sharing her beadwork to Instagram. Both Harjo and Wilson bought pieces from her. The thing you should know about Meserve's beadwork is that she's beading things you don't really see beaded too much, and often with some humor to it. One of her projects was a pair of slides with a design she saw on toilet paper. And she loves to bead things from her favorite TV shows. She beaded a lotus tile from Avatar The Last Airbender, Pickle Rick from Rick and Morty, the Central Perk logo from Friends. Meserve has been beading since she was a kid living in Hoonah. Before last year, her beading was mostly fun things she wanted to do. But she didn't share these projects online often. That shifted during the pandemic. She started beading a lot more, posting her work, and making it more of a business.
You know, once COVID hit, I really focused in on beading, and that really became like almost my coping mechanism for for COVID and to get through it, and it's taken off since then.
Sterling Harjo helped create Reservation Dogs. During production of the show, he reached out to Meserve to make two medallions. And those medallions are featured in the fourth episode of the show, called What About Your Dad? One of them is that shiny pickle.
The other one is a phallic-shaped microphone. That's probably the best way that I can put it. And a lot of people who haven't like seen the show, I think, don't really get the joke. They're all like, wow, that microphone looks kind of sus there.
And what is it like to have her work featured on the show?
Oh, man, it's still kind of surreal, honestly.
Since the show debuted in August, it has exploded. Every week when a new episode comes out, memes flood social media. People are devouring this show, a lot of them. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 100% rating. Meserve is a huge fan. And growing up in Hoonah, she can relate to a lot of the show. She says everyone needs to watch this show, not only because it's funny or has good ratings, but because of the impact it's having.
In not just like, you know, in our Native communities, but like for Hollywood and what it means to be really truly represented in media and on screens. It's very monumental.
It's one of the first shows made for Native people by Native people. Every writer, director, and regular actor is Indigenous. And Meserve thinks this is just the beginning of an era of Native television. Want to know more about the show? Watch it on FX on Hulu. Skoden. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.
Juneau Board of Education meetings could begin like this soon.
The Juneau School District is on Tlingit land, and the Board of Education honors the people of this land. For more than 10,000 years, Alaska Native people have been and continue to be integral to the well-being of our community. We are grateful to have been welcomed to this place, to be a part of this community supporting the education of all children, including future elders. We honor the culture, traditions, language, and resilience of the Tlingit people. Gunashchish.
Board member Paul Kelly recited the language during a policy committee meeting on Wednesday. The committee recommends that the Tlingit land acknowledgement be read at the beginning of full board meetings. The full school board is slated to adopt the language at its September 14th meeting. The board began working on a land acknowledgement back in January. The acknowledgement doesn't mention specific clans, Committee members said they wanted to err toward inclusivity and avoid a misstep the Juneau Assembly made with its initial land acknowledgement language. There's been a trend, locally and statewide, of institutionalizing Indigenous land acknowledgements at events and civic meetings. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. Visit us at ktoo.org for more. I'm Rasha McChesney.